flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bam, 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 bam. Oh, here we go. Woo! Oh, my God. I barely contained myself. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Well, hello, Friday. La, 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 la. Oh, hello, Friday. I may sing the whole song. Hello, Friday.
Really?
Is it a real song or?
Hello, Dolly. Yes, it is.
Oh, hello, Dolly. Yeah. Okay, so there's more words. Go on.
Just hello, Friday.
Oh.
Just here we are, back where we belong. On Fridays. If only every day was a Friday, you know?
You want to start with a couple texts?
Yo, sure. Oh, my God. Lay them on me. Yes.
Let's see here.
All right. What are people talking about already this morning?
Well, one of the things that's funny is I did a story yesterday about how men take breakups harder than women.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I'm reading the texts that refer to men here. And I'm like, I'm thinking this was a conversation off air. I said, to
oh,
Sarah,
we did have
a, I what is the opposite of misogyny? And she didn't have a specific.
Like, I don't know.
We're guessing at
I'm
it.
I'm like, is it? Anthromogyny? But then I realized it can't be that. We learned a new word. Is it misanthropy?
Misandry.
Oh, really?
707
like
says.
Like Missandei from Game of Thrones, but Misandry.
Women do better after a breakup because they're no longer being held back from taking care of a man child. Being single's a luxury. Savor it.
You know, the Sabrina Carpenter song, Like a Feather. Or Feather, or whatever that's called. That is about the breakup and how, like, she's like, oh, my God. Life is so much better. I don't have to pretend to like the wine you're into. I don't have to worry about making plans. I love that song. It just cracks me up.
There's another joyful one.
Oh, please, go. Yeah.
Men are often not in touch with their emotions, and their weaponized incompetence puts so much pressure on women. I'm not surprised women get over breakups.
Weaponized incompetence. Is that like when a kid mows the lawn bad so his dad will just be like, get out of here, I'll just do it?
I think so. I think that's a good example.
So they learn it from a very young age, these men, the weaponized incompetence. Interesting.
Or they just don't want to be held to military standards for dumb crap like this guy's square piece of
but
lawn
then when you realize
in front
you
of the
let
house.
Your, let your dad down, you're like, I can make this work to my advantage.
Well, I can say at least from a... moving to different places angle, you know, Shauna down in LA is having to learn how to do a lot of stuff.
Oh.
Because I was John. Did
so
all the cooking.
She weaponized her incompetence.
Cleaning.
I've weaponized my incompetence, that's for sure. Like, John, I don't know how to deal with the insurance company. Could you? And he does, and it's great.
408 says, got my husband to start listening to you guys. He calls you Vera and Winnie.
Oh, Vera and Winnie.
Oh, I like that.
I like it too.
One more listener. Ha 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 ha. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll take all the listeners.
Listeners wanted.
Listeners. That's what we're doing here. Things you can listen to. Mm-hmm. We make noise.
408 says, my sister works for NOAA. She's a fish biologist.
Oh, this is the National Oceanic Acceptance Association.
Exactly right, Sarah.
Wow. Yeah.
It was so close, and yet weaponizing my incompetence on the daily.
This is a 925. I love this song. This is me and my friends at SDSU living in Pacific Beach, partying every weekend and working my ass off in nursing school during the week. Good times.
What song?
I don't know. This is from yesterday.
It could be any song that we played, Alice.
Yes.
They're all good.
They're all fantastic.
I know that area. I partied there too. In fact,
this is somewhere in San Diego?
Pacific Beach, yeah. Okay. We went to Mexico quite a bit, but I also went to Pacific Beach. It's pretty jivey, but because of the college kids that are in the area, so it hops at night.
Oh,
that's the place where I took my brand new fake ID, which was really badly made. And I
had high hopes for
it.
I
was with friends. Yes, I've told you this story where I walk up to the bar and the entry point, and the guy says ID, and I show it to him, and he goes, "Pull that out of there," and I'm like, "Snatch."
Oh,
damn it.
First try.
Walked away with it like, damn it. I'm sitting on a curb waiting for my friends to finish having great
I'm
old
so
time.
Sorry.
Stupid
they
fake IDs.
Had a great
IDs.
Old time.
They probably did.
Morgantown, West Virginia, you could basically hand them a library card and they'd, all right, get in there.
Yeah. We're not going to stop you. You've been coming to this bar since you were a little boy.
West Virginia. Yeah, exactly. Known you since you were knee-high to a grasshopper, kid. Get in there.
You definitely seem old enough to drink to me.
Yikes.
That's just beer for you, though.
Yeah, let's just keep it civil. This morning, I'm feeling really bad about something. I do. I really feel bad about it.
Give it back. What'd you steal from me?
Oh, I didn't steal anything. No, I'm sitting here with Maddie. And we were looking at this video, which I'll show you in a few minutes. Like, I think it's in the first break. This lady twerking. And this guy whose concert she was twerking at, he posts up a video of it. And he's just full face. And he's this country guy. And I actually go, oh, look at that hillbilly. And I'm like, I am so sorry. Because I know that now I know, because I know Maddie, that that's an epithet.
But you've known Maddie for...
Yeah, but I never call
years.
Anybody that. And I don't, I mean, like, I've never, like, spit that out and called somebody that. And I do it with Maddie. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
After my nightmares, the boss and the dog peeing all over the place this morning and forgetting my wallet.
Now I'm calling people hillbillies?
That was the least of my, yeah. Welcome to Friday, Maddie,
yeah, happy
you
Friday,
dumb hillbilly.
I didn't call you one. I just feel, I sincerely apologize. Like I just, it flew out of my mouth and I've been feeling really bad about it ever since a couple weeks ago or whenever you were telling us that it's like one of those words that a hillbilly can use, but nobody else can use it.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have thought it, he gets to decide if it's an epithet, right? To me, that doesn't seem even like you couldn't put that on par with just about any other kind of.
But when it
epithet.
Gets used to belittle you in your life, that's...
I'm not debating that. Yeah. I'm trying to express myself. Give me a second. I'm just trying to say that in my mind, that word is nowhere near some kind of race, you know, like
the
N word or
the
F word for a gay. But you get to decide. So it's interesting that here we find ourselves with a yet deeper level of concern.
Here's the reason is... Appalachians in general have always been the butt of jokes. You know, if you meet somebody, you tell them from West Virginia, especially on the East Coast, not as much out here. Their first thing is, oh, you're dating your sister? Oh, where are your shoes? You got shoes on. Wow. Oh, you have all your teeth. Oh, you know, it's just like,
right.
They, you know, like it's okay. And after a while, it's like, hey, you know, it's not okay. You know, we were proud of where we're from. And there are, you know, lots of great individuals who have come from Appalachia. And there are smart people there. And there's, you know, this is... It's just trying to get rid of the stereotype, I guess. So,
right.
So that's like a little way to do it. Yeah. So that's the deal.
Well, I apologize. I really do.
I didn't think twice about it.
Okay.
You're my hillbilly.
Oh. Well, you're my hillbilly too then, I guess, darling.
No.
Okay.
Too
that's,
far.
That's what
over
I thought.
The line.
I just, yeah.
HR!
Stop it. You don't, actually, you don't have to stop it. I'll stop it. My bad.
Yeah, are. It's, and I agree with Vinny, though. It is not on a level of anything like that. It's,
I don't know if it hurts someone. No, it hurts someone.
My point is, you get to decide. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. And we've all had, I've never been around someone ever that loved West Virginia like you do. So you wear it.
Right.
Carrying the flag in both hands. I've never heard it. I don't even talk about where I'm from the way you do. You love it. That's great. So here we are finding out from you as well that there are people who will hear that and automatically assume you're toothless.
Oh, yeah.
So I get it.
Well, people belittle other people to make themselves feel better and mask their own insecurities.
Right. And one of the problems we're seeing right now, we've seen it quite a bit, is with the division in the country. One side will say they're this and the other side will say, well, they're that. And here there's no sympathy for either side.
Right.
At all. And no understanding for either side.
No.
And it's okay. That's where we're at.
I'm not trying to cause more division.
No, no, no. I'm just saying that this is the kind of thing where you hope that others will say, okay, I got you.
Yeah. I would never get mad about it, take it personally or hold it against anybody, but I just feel like it's okay for me to say, hey, you know, I don't particularly like that term.
Right. Well, because you definitely know people who maybe would hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you've got a thicker skin than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is funny, like.
Learning. Caring and sharing.
No, just like in life, you know, you feel like you're okay with stuff and that you're, you know, you've got a pretty thick skin. And it is amazing how, you know, a little needle of a knife can get in there sometimes and be hurtful. And it's not a wound that's going to kill you, but you find that like, that hurt more than I would have thought it would.
I think one of the most important things, which goes back to the fact that it's respect.
Yeah.
It's respect. And you can see that in almost every walk of life, in every place where you go to Hawaii. Yeah, Hawaiians welcome you and want you your money and all that, but they also want you to respect their beautiful place. And when you don't, they may,
with good reason.
Yeah. And it's kind of
surprise that they resent you. You've left your trash on their beach.
Mm-hmm. Or taken rocks, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
That's just one example.
It goes everywhere. And surfers feel the same way. If you come to their beach and act like a jerk, you're probably going to fight you.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things. Respect, mutual respect is a good thing.
Well, we're very quick to yell at each other and judge each other, especially these days. Like every single thing that's ever been written on Twitter or posted on Instagram or your thoughts and feelings, your opinion on something, people are not respecting each other's opinions anymore. We've just become you're right, I'm wrong, I'm right, you're wrong. When we can't be friends, not like let's find common ground and agree to disagree on
respect
some stuff.
Your opinion and just say, you know what?
I disagree, but I respect what you think. But that's just, I mean, people, and the end of the world screaming that we're hearing these days, I'm like, from both sides, like it's the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. So don't. It almost like gives people an excuse to not care about anything and go too far and poop on stuff. Like it isn't the end of the world. This is still the world. We live here. My kids are growing up here. Their kids, your kids. Like we all need to be better. Like you're right. It comes down to respect and it comes down to like respect and gratitude and just a general effing awareness of what someone else might be going through.
Yeah.
I hate you right now.
We're learning.
I don't want to learn anything from that lady except how to change the damn channel.
What's her name, Lily?
Doesn't matter what her
Miss
name
Rachel.
Is.
Miss
stop
Rachel.
Stop giving her run.
Out.
Take it out, Sarah. Let's just take Brace's mouth.
I'm going to take it out on
take
you.
Take it out. Take it out.
On your
take
friends.
Take
on your family.
Out.
I'm going to take it out of your hide.
Miss Rachel.
All right.
Got to remember to ask for her later.
No. Yes, please remember that.
All right, anyway, let's get this show on the road.
Friday,
it's Friday,
for
everyone.
God's sake.
All right.
Yes.
What are you even doing over here? KLLC, KLALA, CHD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is Friday. See you right after this.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.